for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Sunday afternoon message of May the 26th, 1996, of the Memorial Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffeys are the speakers for the afternoon.
Well, Mildred and Brother Jim Coffey from Millington, Tennessee, are going to teach this afternoon. And I have no idea what their subject is, but we'll find out. And I do know one thing, as it will be in relationship to deliverance. So come and bring us the word.
I'm going to share in deliverance this afternoon. You know, the devil's defeated. Bill was singing something this morning. I wanted to sing, the devil is defeated, and he might as well go home. That's just about the way I feel this afternoon. I'll tell y'all, I got a call from somebody in my family that my daughter's in the hospital. They thought she had a heart attack. And I got the message just before I went upstairs this afternoon. But praise the Lord, she'll be all right. She's in the hands of the Lord. She's our baby. She's only 41, 2, 42? I can't remember. 41, I think. But anyways, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to share on deliverance this afternoon. And if any of you men have anything against a woman preacher, I'll pray for you. Praise the Lord. I've had that rammed down my throat so much. I begged God to let my husband do it, and I'd just leave it alone, you know. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you'll stand before me for what I've called you to do. I sometimes share this, sometimes I don't. And people feel like I'm defending myself. I'm not. I'm just telling you, if you've got a problem with me, talk to the Lord about it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I am going to share on deliverance. I told the girls upstairs, Irma and I were sharing upstairs, and I told them, I shared on binding and loosening. The Lord used someone to ask about something, and I shared on binding and loosening up there. And I told them, I'm not going to talk about little nitpicking furball demons this afternoon, things that we ought to get out of ourselves. I'm gonna share some on manifestations and on however way the Lord leads. I started, the Lord gave me this morning, a part of it, and I went back during the brother's sermon. I didn't want to leave. I came and tried my best, wanted to stay, but I had to go finish it. You're in a little trailer and there's four people in there, it's hard to have a quiet time, a place where you can hear. And so, I mean, even if you go into the walls are real thin, and even if you go into the bathroom or the bedroom, you still can hear and you get involved and listen to the wrong thing. So I want to share this afternoon and begin with, I think I'll begin with 1 John in chapter 3. We had this quoted. Somebody asked me what I was going to share on this afternoon. I said, well, when you're the last, everybody's used up everything. There's not much to say. So I really, amen. So I really didn't know when he asked me that. So, but this has been read, but I want to read it again. You know, before I start, I'll say this. When I learned deliverance, I learned through the manifestation of the demons manifesting. The little ones usually come out without any manifestation. But sometimes, you know what manifestation is? I wrote that down. I looked it up in the concordance. And the manifestation is when something is manifested, what is it? It's revealed, isn't it? So spirits become... Okay.
Don't want to interrupt. Heavenly Father, I bind the enemy in this place right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, I put you on notice. You have no place here in the name of the Lord Jesus. I restrict, bind, and cast you out, and all of your helpers, all your aid, all that you're trying to do, every demon in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you with the strong word of God. And the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot stay in this place, nor will you harass. Father, I ask that you open spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to hear and to see during this hour that not what we say, but what your word reveals to us about being set free from the enemy. For Father, you want a clean vessel. You don't want a dirty vessel to come before you. So we want to be rid of those things that harass us. So, Father, I ask you now to set apart everything that would harass and let us be fully free to receive the work you're doing this hour. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And, well, maybe you've changed me over. Which one of these are on? This one? Okay. But what I started to say was that to manifest something is to reveal it. It's revealed and it's put out in the open. And I have to say this, when I first started sharing and teaching deliverance, by the way, I can teach anything that's in this word, but God called me to teach deliverance, and when I come over here, this is what we're asked to do, is to share deliverance. And I have to share what I know. I experience it, and I share what I experience. But when we first began to do deliverance, then we had spirits manifested. That's the way we got into deliverance. So I want you to read this scripture and look at this. I've got three scriptures on manifest, and I want to give them to you. And the first one is this one in 1 John 3. Says, little children, verse 7 and 8, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And we know that Jesus came and was revealed to us, wasn't he? Who he was. He came, and how did did the people in the scriptures begin to know who he was? By his miracles. Yes. By the things that he did. He resurrected the dead. He cleansed the lepers. He cast out spirits, cast out demons. The scripture says devils, and so I just changed that word to demons. He cast them out. And we know, and we thank God for Jesus coming, and we want to see the manifestation of Jesus. And we ourselves want to become more like him. And over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Holy Spirit is manifested by the gifts. We want to see the power of God. How do you recognize the Holy Spirit? When you see the Spirit moving by what he does. Chapter 12, verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And we all want the power of God in our lives. We want to see the manifestations of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Do we not? Amen. And the thing that's bothered me is when a demon manifests around people that are not used to seeing them, they become afraid. And that bothers me. We want to, Romans talks about, let me read it, I don't want to quote it. Romans 8, verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. We want to walk into the fullness of God. We want to be, as I was telling the girls upstairs, I said, you know, it seems like when we praise, we get right to the door of the Holy of Holies. And then we close it. We drop it. We stop right there. And we don't press on in. We want to see the manifestation of God. And we want to see the manifestation of the sons of God. That's what we're all working for. All seeking and desirous from the Lord. Is it not? To be, see God's sons manifested here on this earth and walk in the power and authority of God.
Amen.
When I first came to the Lord, became filled with the Holy Spirit, a belief was that I could walk in health and wholeness and see the power of God work through me, that I could minister to those that had needs. And I still believe that God wants us not healed, but walking in health.
Amen.
But as long as we will not discern the spirits that are within us and we ignore them, we will never walk in health. You say, Mary, you're negative. I'm trying to get you to wake up, church. We sit up there, and girls, I love every one of you, but everything that the girls wanted, we were asking what they wanted to be delivered from, was things that they themselves could work on and cast out of them. And we each need to be working on those things and get free from them. But I want you to know that there are spirits in us that if we don't get them out, they will try to separate us from the Lord, first to separate us from the body, from the church, then separate us from God. The Word tells us that. And it's little by little. Over in Deuteronomy in the 7th chapter, God says, I'll deliver you little by little. He's not going to deliver you totally at one time. That's against His word. He said, as you are able to possess your land. And He's telling us, you get rid of the little ones, you work on them, and then those things that are tormenting you, if you don't have anything tormenting you, praise God. But there are many people that have things tormenting them that they have to hide because they don't want anybody to know it. Because someone would put them down or laugh at them or say, what, you got demons? And it bothers me because, church, we are supposed to help. And we're supposed to love. Yes. We're supposed to walk in compassion and care about one another. I shared the last time I was here about my son. I'm going to tell you again that this boy of mine, boy, 50-year-old man, knew he had a demon in him. He had a spirit in him that was called Pyrox. You say, well, what's Pyrox? It was a ruler over 16 personalities. And he knew he had those personalities. He could be anything to anybody. If you wanted to be religious, he could be religious. If you wanted to go with the world, he could do that. If you wanted to make money, every one of them was a different area of his life. And he did not get that thing out. He went to the Bible schools. He went and all the things that a lot of us have done, a lot of other people have done. But he was getting deliverance until he went to those schools. And he stopped. And that very spirit that he didn't get out led him away from the Lord. I'm telling you. That if there's something in you that you can't do anything with, you need to ask for help and let it go. Amen. I am sick and tired of seeing us cover them up. He said, boy, your heart, I told him I was angry. The devil shouldn't attack my family before I came in here. When he does, it just makes me mad. He's trying to get me to run home. I can't run home. If I run home, I still couldn't be there. She's in Florida. But I'm telling you, church, we've got to start digging out this stuff and get a church purified. And as long as I teach this, say this every time I talk about deliverance, as long as you just get the little cut your grass. I got to home cut my yard Tuesday. I would say it's knee high almost, but I cut it before I left. I just cut the top off, and it came back up. You're getting this little rebellion out. I'm getting a big rebellion out. You got a spirit. Every one of us had rebelled against God. And as you say, well, I got rid of it. Well, then why are you still rebelling? Well, I don't rebel. Yes, we are. God said, cast out devils. We don't want to do it. It's hard work. It's hard work. When you go after those things that are tormenting people and you stay with it, you sometimes end up on the floor. Let me tell you, I had to laugh when I first came over here. Vomit them out. God said, vomit them out of the land. That's what He said. And people, when they see you kick your shoes off and go on the floor, they think, well, I didn't think you'd be on the floor. I'd be on the floor with anybody if they manifest. Because I want to see them free. And I'm going to stay with them until it comes out, if possible. I don't have to run. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know the greater ones within me. I know I have authority because God gave it to me. And my authority comes from the throne room of God where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers. And if you know who you are, you say you do, why do you get alarmed when a demon goes to growling around you? Why don't you turn around and pray? You know, I do this. You said, why are you fussing us about? Because I'm angry. I'm not mad. I'm angry. Because the devil has so deceived us that we're afraid to mess up our hands. You know what? I have run into spirits that tell me, what are you doing? How did you know I was here? Irma's talking about it. She didn't know why the devil was mad at him. I said, well, of course he's mad at you. Look what you're doing. You and Glenn are talking about the devil. You don't think he's not going to be mad and do everything he can to stop you. He'll throw he gets his big guns after them. Just like he does us. They will try their best to get you to compromise. Now, I can go and get the brother delivered over here. I can go lay hands on him, and I call everything and son out of him. But if he walks away from here and he's no different, he didn't get any deliverance. I'm telling you. And we've got to stay with it until they come out. We've got to believe. You say, well, Jesus cast them out. Yes, he did, but you're not Jesus. And neither am I. That's right. The scripture does not tell you how long it took. But he cast those things out, and some people say, well, you're not supposed to talk to demons. I'm going to give you a scripture on that in a minute, but I'm not quite ready for it. Go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and let's look at it. You all know what it says but I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to 19th verse, Mark 16, chapter 16, verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. But if you back up and read, what did he say? He said, heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, and if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. You see, he went forth and he revealed who he was by what he did. And we say, well, we're walking like Jesus. No, we're not. We're afraid we're going to offend somebody. I ain't got anything to lose. I love you, but if you get mad at me, I got nothing to lose. I'm going home in the morning. But let me tell you, folks, I'm telling you because I'm just so tired of seeing hurting people not getting healed because of their pride. Irma shared some on Leviathan today. I shared some yesterday on pride up there. He's the ruler of the children of pride. Well, I don't have any pride. I mean, I don't have any demons. I'm perfect. If you tell me you don't have demons, I'm going to say, you got a lying spirit. And he's lying to you, and you lying to me. It's true. The demons will lie to you. They'll tell you, and then they'll have you talk. They'll talk through you to someone. You say, not me. You got to learn to discern. We need to. We want the gifts. We want the prophecy, the tongues, the interpretation, and the gifts of healing, the workings of miracles. But we don't ask the Father to give us discernment. And we need to discern the spirits. God wants us to look and discern what's working in us. And He said, try the spirits. See if they be of God or not. Going on. Mark 1. And verse 23, let's look and see what Jesus said. Verse 23 says in Mark chapter 1, says, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What are we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Who art thou? Who art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now, I said I was going to show you that people say, you don't let demons talk. Jesus told this demon, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And that people use that scripture and say, Jesus wouldn't let them talk. Now listen to me before you say, that's right. Let's read the rest of it, okay? And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Verse 34 says, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. He would not let them speak because they knew who he was, and the time was not yet revealed of who Jesus was. And so we latch onto that and says, don't let a demon talk. Listen, I get a lot of information from demons about how they got in, what sin opened the door that they need to repent of. You say, will the Holy Spirit show you? Yes, he will. Sometimes I'm too dense to hear him. You say, it's a bad confession. What's truth? Do you always hear what God says to you? You see, When you've got a demon manifested in a person, and you say, who are you? Listen, I ran into the hunter souls, the demon that goes around and hunts people's souls by asking him who he was. I dealt with that demon several times, trying to cast him out. He said, you ran into me once before, but you didn't think I was very important. I thought, well, that's probably true. I didn't know who he was. And I said, who are you? He said, I hunt souls. And I never heard of that before. I knew they've had soul ties, but I didn't know soul could be removed. And so I don't believe in talking to demons. Well, okay. Be ignorant still. I don't care. I'm going to that in just a minute, please. Okay? Don't get ahead of me. Doc's going to get ahead of me. He's going to preach the sermon for me. That's okay. Praise God. I love him because he believes like I do. But I want you to know just because this one scripture, and then I'm going to give you another one. Let's go to Mark 5. That's where I'm going from there. Oh, by the way, when I finished my story about the hunter souls, I said, who are you? He said, I see a demon manifesting right now because of what I'm saying. Cast it out. She's sitting close to it. He said, that spirit said to me, I go and hunt people's souls and remove them. And I said, Lord, after this was over with, I said, Lord, I got to know where this is in the Word. You see, I don't just take what demons say as gospel. And I want to know what the Word says about it. And the Lord sent me to Ezekiel 13. And they hunt the souls to make them fly. Witchcraft. And by the way, I want to tell you this. We were running across so many demons that were the big ones. that evidently had been reported to the devil. Now, I'm telling you this. This is the way it came to me. And he sent a witch into our church and wanted to know how we found out all those names. She came in pretending she was a Christian, and she wanted to know what all we knew about those names and how did we find out about them. We weren't supposed to know. I don't know how they knew what we were doing other than through the demonic circuit, you know, relaying. But the thing is, God is revealing to us by His Spirit, and any time I manifest a demon, if the demon tells me something, and who manifests that demon? I don't do it. The Spirit of God does. God's power in moving, when it's moving, He is the one that manifests, uncovers those things. The devil doesn't want them to manifest. I've had demons to tell me when I'd be working, we work one-on-one with people in our church, and I've had them yell at me, "Why don't you get back to Master Deliverance? Leave me alone." And I say, "Why don't you, do you like Master Deliverance?" "Well, yeah, you're not bothering me while you're doing that." And so, you see, Master Deliverance stirs them up and cleans the underbrush and gets you some relief. But whatever else you got, if it's there growling at you, you might ought to raise your hand and say, "Would you come pray for me?" You might ought to do that. If you want to get rid of it. Mark 5, chapter 5, and I'm going to start with, I start verse 1. All of you know this. But you need to hear it again. If you know anything at all about deliverance, you know it. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. This spirit had manifested in this man and had literally possessed him. He was possessed by this demon. When you have demons, it does not mean you are possessed. It only means you got a spirit you need to get rid of. The only way a Christian is possessed is when they're out of their mind. And you know, I've heard it said, and I believe it with all my heart, that we could deliver people out of institutions if we had enough people that would go and do deliverance on them. Cast those spirits of insanity out, madness. But anyways, going on. And verse 5 says, "And always, day and night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.' For he said unto him, 'Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.'" Jesus said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered and said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them out of the country. You see, Jesus talked to that spirit. He said, "What's your name, demon?" He said, "My name is Legion." You know what Legion in the... Somebody tell me how many Legion is. 6,000. That man had 6,000 demons in him. I had people come into me and say, "Do you think I might have a demon? What do you think I have?" I said, "Well, if you don't know, I don't either. And I'm not going to try to find out." But 6,000 in one man, you know, demons are spirits. And spirits, my husband says, a lot of them can sit on the point of a pen. And yet they can take on the form and strength that it takes sometimes if you don't know how to, and even when we know how to bind, sometimes it takes six of us to hold a person on the floor and call for the angels of the Lord to come and help us, but we still have to hold. But Jesus talked to this thing, and he wanted to know what his name was. Now, can I stop right here and tell you about an incident in my church? I was doing deliverance on this girl. How many of you, you're in deliverance, if you run into a spirit of... a werewolf spirit, lycanthropy is a better name for it, I think. And they growl at you. Well, that's what I thought this was. I was working on this girl, and every time we'd go minister deliverance, I don't even remember what we were calling off of her. All of a sudden, she'd go growling us. I mean growling, loud. And I thought, well, Lord, that I thought I got all the drug spirits out of that girl. What in the world is that? And so finally I said, "What is your name?" Because I didn't know. I'd called it everything, you know, pertaining to an animal. And he grunted something at me. And I didn't understand him because, you know, we was praying and several around praying. They're praying in tongues and I couldn't hear what he said. And I got up close to her mouth and I said, "What did you say in the name of Jesus? Tell me." He said, "You're not supposed to know who I am." Anyways, he turned out he was a beast and he was from the bottomless pit. He said, "You're not supposed to know about us. Who told you we were here?" Well, I didn't know he was there. But after he told me he was, we called him out. But I'm telling you that when you don't know and your discernment doesn't work in that area, you're not expecting something like this, sometimes it's good to talk to them. I don't like to talk to them unless I get in a spot when I want to know how they got in. And if you find out how they got in, you can get them out real easy. They have to go once you find out their legal hole. And their legal hole is usually a sin that opened the door to let it in. And when that person repents of that sin, that thing has to go. And Jesus said, going on in the scripture, where did I stop? Verse 10, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And when they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, they were afraid. They were not rejoicing because the man was delivered. They were afraid. And that's what I see. Instead of a person carrying that someone that is tormented and miserable, unless you've been there, you don't know what it's like. And here this man had been tormented so bad and they couldn't control him. They put him in the cemetery and bound him with chains, which he'd even break and run. And they were terrified of him. And yet, instead of praising God that he was free, listen, we have a Jubilee Hallelujah March after we get somebody free. And it is beautiful to see somebody come up off the floor praising the Lord after deliverance and blessing the Lord for what he's done for them. And they had been so tormented so long, and you get that ruler out, that monster that's down there, the one that's caused all their problems out, they come forth, and we just praise. We have a dance in our church, and, you know, we got a lot of badges and whatever, and it's hard to get them to dance, but they will. And praise God. And this is, instead of them being caring, they were afraid. And where was I? Let me find out where it was. 16. And they saw it and told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." You see, Jesus said, when you're delivered, go tell your friends. Because you see, you don't know how many of your friends have got the same problem you might have. And when you say, "Hey, God freed me from this," or "God freed me from that," it will give them encouragement and faith to go and get free from what they've got. But you see, we've been taught you don't talk, you don't confess you got a problem. You don't tell nobody. Well, you don't tell anybody because they'll go tell everybody. Right? Haven't we been told don't tell anybody? But Jesus said when you're delivered, and I find people that sometimes when people are delivered, they won't go home and tell their family. They won't tell their friends. And that amazes me. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Revelation 21. I just had this morning the Lord began to talk to me about this scripture. He said, there's no way that we're going to be overcomers until we get delivered. Revelation 21, verse 7 says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." He said, to be an overcomer, we've got to overcome. And we're not going to overcome anything just sitting in the church and not doing what Jesus told us to do. You know, I love praise, I guess, better than anybody, and worship. I just love to be under the Spirit. I like to be where the Spirit of God is. and where people are praising. But that's not all of it. That's a part of it. And you know, you need worship and praise before you go into deliverance. And you need it when you come out. Praise, over in 2 Chronicles, they sent the praisers out before they went into battle. So we need that worship and praise. And then, you're after the word, when the word is spoken, then we're ready to do battle. But most of us, after the word's done, we're ready to go home. We've been in church an hour and a half. I got to go home. When Robert Cameron was here, we had a running joke. I said, I taught at the mission, and I taught 2 hours down there. I said, I'll try not to teach 2 hours here, Robert. So I think that night I must have, that time I must have taught about an hour and a half. So when he got to speak, he talked about, I'm not going to be like Tommy and Mildred. But he did. He was like us, wasn't he, Tommy? He went, but it was wonderful because the praise, Spirit of the Lord was really working. But you see, we get tired, and I realize the body gets tired. But you know what? I have, and I know other deliverance workers have. We've worked all night on people to get them free. That was before we learned how to bind spirits. When you get something stirred up in someone that says, say, for instance, a spirit of suicide, they're trying to kill themselves. I had a lady come to me. She had blood all over where she cut herself. And she was going to kill herself, she said, that thing said. And we went to work on her. Had to clean her up first. She was covered with blood. And we worked on her. And we worked and worked on her to get that out. I don't remember how it got in. It's been so long, been a while back. But the thing is, we couldn't turn her loose. We didn't know how to bind. We hadn't learned how to bind spirits. And we hadn't learned that you could just call them back and call them by name. And they come back sometimes even faster than when you're binding them. But God is telling us we have got to do this work to free those. Nobody's going to tell you how bad they're hurting unless you are really willing to do something about it. Why should they tell you if you're just going to, did you know about so-and-so? When you hear somebody comes to you and tell you they're full of fear. The little girl that we worked on yesterday, she was so tormented. And we worked on her upstairs till 3 o'clock yesterday. And she came out, her little face was just glowing. You've got to be willing to give of yourself. And I find this is why people don't like deliverance. As the brother Doc said, the word says vomit them out. It doesn't say just go. They can just go if God wants them to. They go anyway God wants them to. And I have found it when I think we had a guy come in our church that was, he killed 3 people. And he was he had a Harley Davidson motorcycle. He could pick that thing up. He was so strong. And we were mentioning him one night. He wanted some deliverance. He cleaned every chair in our church out. He took it. We had these kind of chairs, some heavier chairs. And he backed up, that thing manifested in him. And the people that got him on the floor were all from 65 to 75 years old. We got him on the floor, and we got that demon out of him. It was something else. He couldn't believe it. He had been afraid to get deliverance. He said, I can't get deliverance in your church. He said, there's not enough people here to hold me down. And we had a lot of people in church at that time, and a lot of them were younger than us. But as it happened, when he did decide to come get deliverance, well, the younger people were working on someone else. And it just happened to be us older folks that was there working. In fact, I was the one that was praying for him. And he started backing up. That thing reared up. He killed 3 people. And he, I don't remember what that thing was, but it looked like an animal. As he backed off, but we got it out. But what I'm saying, you never know how people, some of these people that look like they're going to be the worst, the most vicious, you know, something vicious in them, they just yawn them out. They go. That's fine. That's fine. And this man, I prayed for him to receive the Holy Spirit in the mall, Raleigh Spring Mall. He ran me down in the store. I was over at Goldsmith's one day. He ran me down. He said, got to have Holy Ghost. Got to have Holy Ghost. I said, well, okay. You won't come to my house? No, I want it right now. Well, I didn't think in Goldsmith's was a good place to do it. And I said, let's go out in the mall. Got him up in the car and prayed for the Holy Spirit. He received it in a car, in my car. And then they got him filled with Spirit. He went home and they got another woman. I got a woman, brought her Goldsmith, we carried her out in the mall and prayed for her to receive the Holy Spirit right there in the corner of the mall. the Lord got a hold of him and them and his wife, and they opened a mission up in West Memphis, Arkansas. And they're ministering to the down and outers, the drug addicts, all of the, and they, you see, you never know what God's going to do. And he was just literally, when we first got him, Jim went to pray for him. He was on cocaine, and they called us on Christmas Eve night and said, on angel dust, he said. And Jim went over to, and my son went over to their house, and they prayed for them. And he was climbing the wall. In fact, he'd been butting his head against the wall, and it was bloody. They had him locked in a room. And they went in there, and you couldn't pray. You couldn't do anything with him. So the Lord spoke to Jim, told him to bind spirits in him. And Jim bound them for 90 days. And they left. Well, in the meantime, after he left, he was okay before they left because Jim hugged him. My son said, no man ever hugged him. Said, it's a wonder he hadn't broke your neck. He was lost. He was, you know, all these things. Well, he came to our church and he got saved and we got him filled with the Holy Ghost and he got some deliverance. Then before he got the deliverance, the 90 days were up and he exploded. When the binding came off, 90th day it came off and he beat his wife. It was really bad. But the Lord, he got deliverance from it and now he's in ministering to drug addicts and so forth. I'm telling you, God wants us cleaned up. Because he's going to start bringing those in to us. We're talking about that God's done a work in the denominational churches, but they're not ready for these people. But God wants somebody there to help them. And we need to be there. We need to be willing to take them in. But we need to first have compassion for our own. Folks, I'm telling you, when you see someone manifested, and the spirit in them manifested, and I believe that there will be manifestation. And the reason I wanted to talk on the manifestation, that I see so many people backing away from it. They're backing away from it. It says the demons don't have to manifest. Well, if they come out without it, fine. But I have these things that I'm talking about. I've never seen one of them come out without the manifestation. Because we're dealing with spirits such as evil angels, fallen angels. Maybe my faith is not great enough, but I know that God's word is true. I know that the Holy Spirit makes them manifest. And when they manifest, it's to show God's power. It's not to... See that we've covered up the works of the devil for so long. And don't talk about the devil. I got the nastiest letter one time from... They called me, had me come to Batesville, Mississippi to teach on deliverance. And I don't know how to teach on deliverance without talking about the devil. And I got the nastiest letter when I got home from a man. Said, all you talked about was the devil. But I don't know how to do it without it. But we have covered up the work of the devil. The devil has blinded God's people to his work. And God is wanting us to uncover it and to destroy it so Jesus can come back. And so God's people can be free and be filled with the power of God. Listen, the more you get out that keeps you from walking in God, the more power of God you can get in you. And I see no reason for deliverance except to serve the Lord. Never pray for someone that to be delivered if they don't know Jesus. They have no protection. I say that every time I teach on deliverance. I started out with this. The title of my message this afternoon was Jesus came to set the captives free, and he did. He came to set the captives free, and he wants us to continue that work. I've had people say, "Don't go to the coffee church." They do deliverance over there. Go to Revelation chapter 12. But I do praise the Lord for what he says and what his word says and the authority he's given unto us. And I'm looking at Revelation in the area. I believe Revelation is a book of deliverance. I also know it's a book on the end time, on the sons of, manifested sons of, the sons of God. I know that. But I also know that it's a picture of many, many, many things that's in man. Because I have run into them in deliverance. I've ran into the false prophet. The spirit of blasphemy is a vicious demon. And I run into this false prophet. Comes against the spirit of God. It hates the Holy Ghost. It hates the tongues. And it's in people. And it stops people from walking in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. It hates the Holy Ghost. And it scares me when I hear that thing come out of somebody's mouth when I minister. It literally scares me what that thing says. And I said to that demon, I said, "You don't fear God?" He said, "I didn't say I didn't fear God. I said, you sound like you don't fear God. God can destroy you." He said, "I hate the Holy Ghost. I hate the Holy Ghost." And I said, "You don't fear God. God is." And I said, "Father, loose your wrath on him." And you say, "Don't let the demon talk." You know, sometimes when this thing manifests, when I was working on this demon, the only way I could get it to make it shut up, I didn't want to hear it. And I'd get me a handful of Kleenex and put in that person's mouth. And I'd hold it. And I'd say, "You're not talking in my church like that." I don't care if it was a demon. But you say, "Well, why don't you make him shut up?" I bound him. So I had to gag him. And I did gag him. I tell you, God has given us authority. He said in Revelation chapter 12, in verse 7, says there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death." See, we have weapons, a weapon of the blood to fight with. But I want to read verse 12. And verse 12 says, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time." The devil was cast out of heaven, and he and his evil angels, and there was war in heaven. And I hear this. One night, Brother Tommy was talking. I was sitting over here, and he was talking about Michael and his angels cast out of heaven. And he was talking about heaven being in us, right? And I got a revelation sitting there listening to that. And I thought, "Lord, if he was cast out of heaven, the heaven of God, and if heaven's in us, then why don't we cast him out of us?" Lucifer. Michael fought with him. The angel Michael cast him out. That war that's within us, we need to cast them out of us. And how do we do that? How did he say? They overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. Are you blood bought? Are you redeemed? Are you sanctified? Justified? Cleansed? Washed in the blood? Well, what have you got to be afraid of? We have what Jesus did for us. He washed us. He cleansed us. He justified us. He set us apart. Now, I want to show you something about this. I want to give you a scripture over in Daniel, and I'm going to move on. I said something about that beast spirit I ran into. And the Lord quickened me in Daniel, in the fourth chapter of Daniel, and all of you Bible scholars know what I'm going to, the scripture, where the king, who was the king? Nebuchadnezzar was full of pride, wasn't he? And he had a dream. And all of you know the story, how Daniel interpreted that dream. And he told him in verse 16 that his heart would be chained from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and that seven times pass over him. And I began to think on this as the Lord began to talk to me about it. And God was saying to me, he said, well, let me give you the other scripture. Let's go on in Daniel. It's another verse I want. Verse 28 said, and all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar, and at the end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king spake and said, "Is not this the great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom of by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the words were in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Now, I know that there's, I've heard Brother Jack teach on this, and I fully agree with what he said about it in the area of the seven dispensations and all that. But I want to show you something that I picked up in this about the beast. Today, everywhere you go, do you see any images of the beast? And I saw this like this. And verse 33 says, and the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and he did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird claws. And what God was speaking to me, and listen, if you got long hair, I'm not saying this to you, but look at some of the kids today and adults. I say adults. I know adults. Old adults. They're not kids. That are wearing their hair long. And girls wearing... I've seen women with fingernails that were ungodly. Does that indicate that there may be a beast in someone that's causing them to do these things? I saw this so clearly as I was studying this, and I thought, God, this is, we see this, and you know, we know that there's a spirit behind what's happening to them, but it's so clear here to me that this is what's happening to them. Their minds are turned over to a reprobate mind. Some of them are. Some of them haven't yet gone that far, but they're on their way. And we sit around and act like, you know, this is an area where we can bind and loose. And I've just been so concerned. And when I saw this, I thought, Lord, you're trying to tell us, hey, that thing's working today. It's loose in the world today, and it's working. I go to name and spirit sometimes, and I get in trouble. People don't want to hear them, those big spirits. It's okay to go after pride, bitterness, all that stuff. But that's the cover. Those are symptoms from a deeper thing that's working in a person's life. And God is trying to show us, hey, let's go after the root of the thing and get the root out so a person can be free. God wants us free. And I want to be free, don't you? Okay, a couple more scriptures and then we're going to do deliverance. We're going to have a little time this afternoon to do deliverance. Praise the Lord. I wanted that scripture over in Revelation 13, verse 1. It says, and I stood upon the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. The name of the beast that came up out of the sea. What does the sea represent? Humanity, doesn't it? Is that what you said? Right. Man. And God's telling us in his word that this is in mankind. And we need to get it out. I know that we can work on that also ourselves. Do you ever wonder why you get so mad so often? You say, I don't get mad. You don't lose your temper. And you feel that thing in you just... You almost feel like it's growling, don't you? You know, if you can't loosen, if somebody makes you mad, you can't tell them what you think. So in you, you want to go off somewhere and scream and kick and holler. Those are symptoms of that thing inside of us that we need to be getting out. Yes, we need to get rid of anger. We need to get rid of temper. We need to get rid of wrath. But we need to get rid of all the rest of the things, too. Let's start going after the big boys. Let's load our guns, big guns, and go after the big ones. And get those things out and see if we walk free. But you know, one of the things that we need to remember, that once we've had deliverance, we really need to get into the Word. I mean, before you go to bed at night, you need to, and you need to guard yourself when you walk out of this place. See, the devil will try his best. He'll send somebody to you, try to make you mad, to open the door. You need to say, just, you know, to really walk in love. We need to ask the Lord. We always ask the Lord to fill us. But let me tell you, you need to fill yourself, and you fill yourself up with the Word of God. You pray in the Spirit. You do need to do your own filling. We can ask God to fill you with His Spirit, but you also need to do the filling yourself. You need to get the Word in your heart in abundance so that when the enemy comes and says, hey, you didn't get delivered, you can say, you lying thing, you get out of here. I did too. I didn't go through all that for nothing. If you go through a hard deliverance, you're not going to walk back out and open the door and let some of it come back in. 1 Timothy 4 says, chapter 4, verse 1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You see people today that don't have any conscience? I mean, it doesn't matter. They're not sorry for anything they do. It's okay to do anything. And the Bible is telling us what's going on, and God's saying, hey, get busy and do something about it. And he's given us the weapons. He's given us his word, and he's taught it. He's showed us, and we know the word. Half of you here, most of you here, can quote it verse by verse. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. See, there's a blasphemer again. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Have you seen any of that today? Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. This is where the world is today. And many of our children are there, and we need to start binding spirits over them, and we need to start loosening the Spirit of God, the Spirit whereby they may cry, Abba, Father. We also need to call their souls back. Matthew's Gospel in chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them and said, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You say, why do you read that? Jesus said, All power been given to him in heaven and in earth. And then what did he say? You go. And Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Jesus said, I've given you power and authority. And you go into all the world and walk in that power and authority. I don't want to see God's... I wanted to read these two last scriptures, the one I just quoted in Matthew, to show you God's given us all we need to do the work. He didn't just save us, fill us with the Holy Ghost, and walk off and leave us. And let me tell you, we need to do the work here. Because when we get to heaven, we're not going to have to fight no devil. There's not going to be any devils there. They're all down here. There's plenty down here. And God wants us to get busy and do the work. God doesn't want us to compromise the word. Don't compromise what we believe. I've had the demons tell me, and say, You're still talking demons. I'm going to talk to one every time one says something I can learn from. And I always try it by, well, that's to stand in the judgment. And I lose the power of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, to see if he tells me the truth. Because they lie. I understand that. But I've had them tell me, if you'll back off and not do deliverance like that, this, like everybody else, just back off and do it the easy way. We won't bother your family anymore. I don't believe a demon. They lie, and they want you to make a covenant with them. Don't make a covenant with them. They'll say, I had a girl leave our church one time, and she said, I called her up, and I said, Patsy, the Lord tells me that you've backed away, and the devil's going to destroy your family, and I'm real concerned about you. She's backed away from the Lord. She came to the church, and her husband needed deliverance. She didn't need any. Now, girls, now, men... Your wife don't need deliverance, just deliverance. You do too. We all do. But she came, and the only reason she came was that she wanted her husband to get deliverance. So she went through some deliverance too. And she backed away, and she said, when I called her and asked her about it, she said, she didn't call it a covenant, but she said, I made a pact with him. He said, the devil, the spirit in her. She said, he said, if I'd leave him alone, he'd leave me alone. It wasn't 6 months. So she lost one of her daughters in a car accident. And within a year, she and her husband were separated and divorced. And the other girl had an illegitimate baby, 14-year-old girl. You don't make covenants. God says when you go into the land, you make no covenants with them. And we make covenant with the enemy rather than because we don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to be for people to see us getting deliverance. But, you know, that's pride. Leviathan works real big. Brother Tommy's got a book back there on Leviathan. And there's one over here on this table here on Leviathan too. Win Perlis. But he's king of the pride. He's ruler over all the children of pride. God said, He that calls upon the Lord shall be delivered. And I say this, I'm fixing turned over to my husband. He's going to do mass deliverance. God said, He won't separate you from your friends. He'll let you keep them. God never forces anything on us. We've got to want it. And we've got to say, Lord, whatever there is in me, I want it out. Every one of us in this place, and I believe everybody is under the curse of the bastard. Because we don't know what happened in our family. You don't even know a generation back what happened in your family, really. I mean, you think you do, but you really don't. Every one of us, there's incest in the bloodline. You don't know what happened. And yet, we say, I don't need deliverance. Listen, deliverance stops it from going further. Break the curse of it, get delivered from the spirit. And I watch when in mass deliverance, when we go call out things like this, people are, they fight to keep anything from coming out because they're afraid somebody thinks they're doing it. They're in it, you know. And that's ridiculous. And besides that, you may be getting deliverance on something they called 5 minutes ago. So it's another trick of the enemy to keep you from getting free. And Doc led you through a lot of repentance last night, so I don't know what my husband's going to do, but I'm going to turn it over to him and let him take us into mass deliverance. And I say this, if you want to be free, you can be. But as I said, God won't separate you from your friends. If you made friends, and I find people's made friends with these things. You say, how'd they do that? We've got a girl in our church. We worked with her for quite a while. And come to find out, she was afraid to let that thing go. It had been with her all her life. It talked to her. It was her false comforter that came in. And it talked to her, and she was afraid to turn it loose. And I said, well, it don't go home with me, thank God. I've got enough of my own to deal with. But you can get free from them, and all you've got to do is ask the Lord to deliver you. Repent and get deliverance. Now, I love you. I don't mean to offend anyone, and I ask you to forgive me if I did.
Anybody want deliverance? I'm sorry that didn't come out right, did it? That one seems about dead. Anybody want deliverance?
Yeah.
Deliverance is not a magic formula that we're going to sit here and call some names and you're going to be made all right in a few minutes. That's not what this is. Deliverance is a way of life. I just might as well understand it from the beginning. This is a way of life if you're going to be set free. It's going to be little by little. Anybody disagree? You want the scripture on it? We've got scripture on it. It's little by little. And what we're doing here is stirring the demons up. And if we stir them up enough, they're going to manifest. And we'll go to the one that manifests. You've heard of the squeaking wheel is the one that gets oiled? Okay, the one that manifests is the one that's going to get deliverance. He said, you want deliverance. What do you want deliverance from? Do you know that you have one of the worst spirits in the world is a religious spirit? You are proud of the fact that you are of the elite group that love the Lord, that know the Word, and you stand in a special place. And the Lord said, baloney. But we didn't. Now, am I lying to you? Don't we all feel a little superior over that group down the road? They don't know the Holy Spirit and don't have the Holy Spirit and they don't do deliverance or they don't do healing. Am I lying to you? That's in here. That religious spirit, it's hard to get out. That's a hard one. The Lord said, be ye holy as I am holy. Now, you can't be holy full of demons. Holy means set apart. Don't mean you're a super Christian for God. You're just set apart that Jesus can come in and use you. It means you dead. How many dead Christians we got in here today? How many are willing just to say, hey, I don't want anything. Jesus, you move the way you want to move in me. I'm not after anything. That's what He demanded of us. That's what He called us into. That's what they're going to do down here at 6 o'clock. They're going to put you in the water and bury you. And you know, when you have a dead man, you can do anything you want to a dead man. He won't do anything back. He won't retaliate. Did you know that? You can spit in his face. Dead man won't retaliate back. You spit in his face. But we're going to be raised out of those that go down are going to be raised up in newness of life to come up into true eternal life. This is a picture. That's not doing the work down there. This is the picture of what has already happened inside the body. Now, I'm not just killing time. I want you to realize what we're up against here. We don't want just to cut the grass off the top. We want to get the root of that grass out today. We want that weed. Now, I've got to get to play with that grass a little bit to get that weed to manifest. So we start there. God wants you holy. The only reason you have for deliverance is to serve God. You have no other reason to want deliverance other than to serve God. Anybody want to serve God here? Now, be honest, because you're going to have to answer for that now when you stand before Him. Remember that now. Didn't we read over in the 21st chapter of Revelation about all liars was having their place in the lake of fire? So our purpose for deliverance is to serve God, and if that is the thrust of our life is to serve God, then God's going to meet you here tonight and set you, or this afternoon, and set you free. You want to really be free? You want some freedom in your life? These things are out to kill you. I no other way we can look at it. They'll kill you. They're going to kill you if you don't get rid of them. Oh, you say they're not bothering me. You just wait till they get enough strength in there to take over. Why do you think that the preachers that you know that were so long and stood so strong in the pulpit finally turned around and ran off with the choir director's wife, left his family? That demon took over. And you didn't see it working all the time, but at the last he got him. So, don't hold on to anything is what I'm saying. Now, your part of when I'm calling spirits out, and I don't need to kill any more time, I'm not killing time. Your part is to sit very quiet, both feet on the floor, hands down on your knees so you won't cross your hands. And for God's sake, please don't do this. Because people tend to do that, and it just holds on to a demon like you wouldn't believe. Your part is to say, I don't care. If you're in there, you've got to go, and you think that silently. You don't open your mouth. You don't pray. Especially, you don't pray in tongues when we call demons out. They won't come out over your tongues, over your praying in tongues. You just agree with whatever I call. If you're in there, you got to go. You can't stay in my body. I am belong to the Lord. I'm blood bought. And you can't have me. Got it? Praise the Lord. Father, deliver this people. Let your Holy Spirit move now among this people. Open spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. Oh, that we'll see and hear, Lord. And then give us discernment for the voices and the spirits that are within us. Set us free now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, I'll call that spirit of rebellion, first of all. Rebellion. Loose them and let them go. Come out of there. Rebellion. That spirit of rebellion. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Rebellion. You're a liar. You've got to go. All that bitterness. The bitterness that's in there. You can't stand. That root of bitterness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft. Witchcraft, come out, come out. All that divination, that witchcraft. I want the spirit of the witch, that spirit of the witch. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can't stay. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Come out. Come out. Come on. Now, come on. Help me. Take a deep breath. Come on. Breathe them in. Breathe them out. Don't sit there passive. Don't be passive. Take deep breaths. Come out. Come out. Rejection, that spirit of rejection, you're a liar. They are not rejected. My Lord took every one of them up. He loves them. Rejection, loose them and let them go. Spirit of rejection, all the rejection, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the bitterness and rejection, all the divination, all that witchcraft, you've got to go. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of magic, magic, come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Lovers of self. Lovers of self. That goes along with pride. Pride. You know why God hates pride? You don't need God when you're in pride. You don't have any need for God. You're proud. You're above that. So God hates it. Over in Proverbs, it tells us the sixth thing that God hates. Yea, seven. And pride is the first one. That spirit of pride has to go. Pride in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of pride. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spiritual pride. I want spiritual pride out in the name of the Lord Jesus. That religious spirit. All that religious spirit. You've got to go. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. That religious pride, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can't stay. Self-will. Self-will. Lovers of self. a covetous spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, a boasting spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, a lying spirit, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Unbelief. Unbelief, loose them and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're a liar. Unbelief, you've got to go. All that spirit of doubt, doubt and unbelief. Unbelief in the Word, unbelief of our Lord, unbelief of God's anointed teachers. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit that puts down every teaching that you hear, the anointed teachers, the Word of God, the one that puts you to sleep when you try to read the Bible. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The one that puts you to sleep while you're sitting in church or sitting in a meeting. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. That spirit of greed. Greed. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of greed. You have no place in God's people. Let them go. Let them go. Greed. Greed. You have to go. You have to go. You can't stay. You can't stay. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose this people and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I call fear out. Fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that you reveal to them the fear that's in them. I ask that you create a great desire that they'll be set free from fear right now. For there's fear in this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's all kinds of fear, Lord. So reveal to each individual here and now the fear that is within them. And let them desire to be set free from fear. Fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, convict that person to bend that spirit. Drive that spirit out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, fear, big fear, small fear, fear of authority, fear of husband, fear of wife, fear of being poor, fear, all types of fear. There are all kinds of fear. Come out, come out. Every spirit of fear, come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all types of fear, let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, fear of poverty, fear of poverty, fear of not having enough to eat. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Come on out. Come on. No, you're a liar. You've got to go. You've got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out. Fear, all types of fear. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call all those fears out. Fear, that's it. Come on out. Fear, fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them, loose them. Loose God's people. You're a liar. Come out of there, fear, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Our brother spoke to us this morning about sexual sin. I call off perversion. Perversion. I call off the perversion that is in the bedroom. That spirit that he talked about this morning. And even in the marriage bed. I know what that Hebrew scripture says, but that does not give you license to do whatever you want to do. The Lord said it. He gave sin. It was a sin to pervert the sex that he gave to mankind. And if we pervert it, it is sin. And it's a spirit. And I call that spirit of perversion out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Perversion in the bedroom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the anal sex, oral sex, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Masturbation, come out in Jesus' name. You're a liar, you're unwounded, you have no place in God's people. Loose them and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Turn them loose, people. Nobody cares what's happening around about them. They're too interested in what's happening to themselves. Come on now. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. I apply the blood of Jesus over this house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That every demon will flee in the name of Jesus. For the Word says that the demons flee at the name of Jesus. They have to go. They have to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of that perverted sex, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. I speak to fornication. I call fornication out. That spirit of fornication, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Adultery. Adultery. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that spirit of adultery among the married people, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no place. You are liars. You have no right to stay in this people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the lust. the lust in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sexual lust. I call sexual lust out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I call all types of lust, not just sexual lust, but physical lust. Lust for things. Lust covers a mighty wide variety of things, and lust has to go. Lust has no place in God's economy. Spirit of lust, loose this people and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That high-minded spirit, heady, high-minded spirit, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. That traitor spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go. That haters of God, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break that curse of haters of God that came through the bloodline. We don't know what happened years back in our families. And that bloodline haters of God, you don't know who worshiped God and who didn't. And for that spirit that came down through the bloodline, I break its power and I release you from the bondage of haters of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command that spirit to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Hatred. Spirit of hatred. Rage. Rage, murder, and anger. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Insanity. Madness. Come out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of insanity and madness. Lunacy. Come out. Come out. Retardation. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Paranoia. Come out. The Lord rebuke you, that spirit of paranoia. Senility. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call all the violence out, all the temper and violence. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, unforgiveness. Right now, stop and realize, is there any unforgiveness in you? If there is right now, I want you to say, Lord, help me right now to forgive and name that person or whatever it is that you're holding unforgiveness. You won't get deliverance with your holding unforgiveness. It will not come. The Spirit says God will not forgive you if you do not forgive right now in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. Spirit of unforgiveness. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. I break the bondage. I break all the bondage over this house right now in Jesus' name. The bondage is here. That demon that stops deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I come against that demon that stops the deliverance and refuses to let you receive deliverance. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I drive that demon out of here in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I drive that demon out of this house in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, I covered most of these. Unloved and hate. Double-minded spirits. Double-minded spirits. Deception. Stubbornness. Hurts. I call it spirit of hurts out. All those hurts. Hurts from words. Hurts from actions from other people. Deep hurts. Deep hurts that go all the way back to childhood many times. I break the bondage of those hurts over your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that spirit of hurt out. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. Hurts. All their hurts. Hurts from words. Hurts from words in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hurts from deeds and actions. Hurts because of between family members in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. All those hurts. Strife. All the strife in the family. All the strife not only in the family but among friends and acquaintances. Strife. Spirit of strife. You can't stay. A spirit of blasphemy. Blasphemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blasphemy. I call that spirit of blasphemy out. I call that spirit of cursing out. Cursing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Profanity. I call profanity out. Bad language. Spirit that calls you to say bad language. Bad things. Things that are not edifying. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the bondage of those words. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Child abuse. You've got to go. Child abuse. Abuse from childhood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All types of abuse from childhood. Physical abuse. Verbal abuse. All the childhood abuse. Sexual abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the abuse. Abuse. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes that spirit of abuse. You can't stay. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. the sexual abuse. I call incest out. Incest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Incest. Incest in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. Not only in childhood, but any sexual abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sexual abuse. You've got to go. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Sexual abuse. Come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sexual abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break a curse of the bastard over everyone in the sound of my voice. I break it back for 10 generations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I destroy the power of that curse of the bastard in Jesus' name. I set you free from that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them and come out. I come out. In the name of Jesus, I call that curse out, the curse of a bastard. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That spirit of abortion. Abortion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call out a spirit of abortion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Murder. Murder that goes along with it. Spirit of abortion. If you've ever had an abortion, advise someone to have an abortion, taken part in any manner, in an abortion, that spirit was, you're subject to that spirit. Spirit of abortion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. Lust of the eye. Lust of the eye. Come out. Come out. All the longing and the greed. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All that lust. Lust of the eye. Greed. Greed and longing for what you see in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lust of the flesh. The cravings, all of the cravings for the lust of the flesh. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oppression, insanity. You've got to go. Depression, madness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the depression and madness. Rejection and witchcraft. Lying. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call out insecurity. Insecurity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Wicked imagination. Wicked imagination. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. All that spirit of wicked imagination. In the name of Jesus. A demon that sows discord. All of the discord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Unbelief, hate, incest again, spiritual perversion, an unclean spirit, that unclean spirit, the lust spirit, fantasy. I call that spirit of fantasy out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fantasy, you can't stay, you got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that's imagination, spirits of imagination, fantasy, come out in Jesus' name. Unclean demon, that unclean demon, I call a familiar spirit. Familiar spirit, yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You must go. You have no place in God's people. A familiar spirit. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Whoredom. Harlotry. Come out. Harlotry. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call envy and jealousy out. Envy and jealousy. In the name of Jesus. A spirit of destruction. Destruction. Apollyon and Abaddon. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Apollyon. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Abaddon. Come on out. Come on out. Destruction. You've got to go. You've got to go. Come out. Come out. That spirit of destruction. Loose them. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them go. Go back to unbelief. That spirit of unbelief. I break your power over this body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of unbelief. You've got to go. Unbelief. I release you and I loose you from the body and I command you to come out. Unbelief, unbelief, bitterness and rejection, hatred, unloved, double-minded spirit, rebellious spirit, witchcraft spirits, deception, spirits of deception, deception, stubbornness, stubbornness and strife, idolatry, come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area of every vessel that's been vacated in any way. Thank for the Holy Ghost to fill every area, Father, that there'll be no place for any demonic power to return to, but the glory of the Lord shall fill every vessel. I give you praise for it, Father. I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.